Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Jacqueline.
How are you, my friend?
I am doing well. I am a little chilly here in Roanoke, Virginia. But other than that, I am doing quite fine.
We're supposed to be warming up. We're on the uptrend now. It's slowly warming, but we're on the uptrend. We're hopefully tomorrow going to hit about 75, which would be nice. So we had a nice little cold spell here.
Well, I think my 75-degree days are gone until spring.
I'll bet money. I don't think there's an Indian summer left.
No, I think it's pretty much, you know, we've got as much out of it as we could, I have to say. Yesterday I went up to 60 degrees, well, 55 to 57, and it was beautiful, okay. Then today it was supposed to do the same, and no. MSN, weather.com, they were wrong.
Well, that's good that it got up that high. A little warm there. That's always nice at this time of year.
Exactly. Have all my Christmas lights up. They're all lit out front now.
Ah, awesome. Dan got them up yesterday, so we have our Christmas lights up as well.
So you're starting to feel that spirit moving everywhere.
Ho, ho, ho.
I like that. Ho, ho, ho is right.
It's a fun time of year we have. And, you know, with Sun conjunct Mercury, you know, in Sagittarius, it's a fun time.
And trying to Jupiter, no less. Hello.
Absolutely. That fire is a-burning.
It's squaring the moon in Virgo tonight, so people have a lot of concerns, and they need to start making lists.
That would be a good
thing. The moon moves 1 degree every 2.5 hours, okay? So you have about 6 hours to make your lists for this week before Christmas, everybody. I'm just telling you right now, if you do it tonight, you're going to feel so much better in the morning.
Things are going to move a lot smoother if you do it. That's the thing. Because, again, it goes into Libra, so it's got to have that balance. So if it doesn't have the list, then it's going to start to bounce all over the place, one side to the other, teeter-totter.
Yeah, we don't want that tipping.
No. Sometimes it can get a little overwhelming, but it'll always spring back.
Well, the moon in Libra tomorrow is going to square Venus in Capricorn, so I just want to say something, because of that configuration, sometimes you can choose gifts out of obligation rather than how it touches your heart. But this Sun-Mercury conjunction in trine to Jupiter lasts for days. If you follow your heart, it's going to be so much easier on you.
Absolutely. You know, Venus going into Capricorn does tend to lead into more of a serious time as far as what we love, to where we feel more obligated and more stronger towards what the basic or the root of our love is all about. And that's, you know, it really, sometimes people think it's a really cold time, but it's actually a really warm time to me, because I feel that people can actually see the real true love in a very physical form, raw form. And in that form, you find the beauty of it, you know, and it doesn't have all the wrappings and all the pretties to it or nothing like that, that's for sure. But it definitely does give you that raw form of beauty, which I really like. So when people are looking at things, I suggest under Venus, you know, things that they love, I suggest they look at it in its purest form.
I agree. So we have an exciting week or two ahead of us before the Christmas holiday. And I'm sure that a lot of people are experiencing a certain amount of stress. Whether they have too much to do or they feel a little deserted, okay? Because Venus in Capricorn can do both those things. And I think it's a time to take a bearing on what you need, what you desire, what you love, and what you need. I think a lot of times people lose perspective. Everybody I talk to is busier than they want to be. And when you get into that space, and I've been in that space several times over the last 3 weeks, what I try and do is I say to myself, okay, let's reprioritize. What's a critical point, and what can be just placed gently aside, but I don't lose view of it? And then I'm better.
That's good. That's a good way of approaching it. And I'll say this, when it does get too heavy, the beauty of this is that we have Mercury in Sagittarius. Find the comedy and the humor in the situation. Don't, you know, when you get to that point, go, oh, this is just insane. This is ridiculous. You know, and find the comedy and humor in the situation and know that you're only one person and you can only do so much. I was talking to one of my clients today, and the way I put it to her was, is that we are all in the right place at the right time for the right reason. It's how we handle the situation and how we don't look forward at what we could be doing, but what we're doing now. And really just focus on that and take one step forward.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, we have a full queue right now. So I suppose we should start to take some readings. What do you think? Okay,
let's do that.
I love chatting with you about all this because, you know, I just love your insights and everything. I mean, we balance each other so well. Thank you.
Oh, we do.
Yeah,
I love your insights as well. It's always fun, you know. It's one,
okay.
One of my favorite things is both of us, I think, work really well together. So a big hug to you.
It's so true. Big hug to you, too. Now, the first one's one of those 1111 numbers. I think it's Skype or something, but let me see who it is.
Okay.
Good evening, 111. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello, this is Shelley, and I would like a reading.
All right. What's your birth date, Shelley?
It's actually, it's Michelle, actually, too, and my birthday is 8/13/75. And I was born at 12:01
a.m. A.m. or p.m.?
A.m.
And what city were you born in?
In Denver.
All right, Colorado, right?
Yes.
And do you still live there?
I live in Pueblo now.
And did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, actually, I would like to be able to look to see for 2015, like financial, when do you see finances really going up for me?
What do you do for work?
I am a medical administrator.
Oh, okay, great.
And what city were you in on your birthday this year?
Let's see. Oh, actually, I moved on my birthday out here to Pueblo. It was that day I signed the lease, actually.
Wow.
I know, huh?
Hey, good things come on your birthday. I met my fiancé on my birthday.
That's right.
Never thought it. Do you have some financial support around you, or are you getting support from somebody else at this point in time?
No, I need to be. I'm going through a divorce, actually. And until that's finalized, nope.
Okay. I have to say, you know, because in your total return, Mars is in Scorpio, in your second house of your personal finances. Scorpio is other people's money. Okay? And Saturn is also in there, okay, with it. So it means with patience and with timing that there is financial support outside that you're not looking at, okay, that you need to take a look at and go through the process. And it would be something like a government thing because it is a due process with Saturn there, okay? So it will take an application, some time to go through and review and come out. But I would be looking for some additional financial support that, at this time. I think you might find something really interesting coming up as far as that's concerned. And I didn't get into the, you know, this was the first thing I saw when I looked at it, so I didn't get into work yet, but I'll let Aphrodite take a look at you too. But I just wanted to suggest that because it stands out like a neon sign. I mean, it's in trine to your moon. There's some nice harmonious aspects for you. Okay, so I would be looking for some
like
kind of
a grant or something like that?
A grant or some kind of financial benefit from probably the government or a large institution of some type. Okay.
Okay.
Whether it be an organization or the government, they're all large institutions.
Okay. Thank you.
What do you think after that?
So you're about to have a baby, is that correct?
Oh, no. I'm going to. Yeah, that'd be great. That's impossible, honestly.
All right, well, you are going through a rebirthing then.
Definitely.
Okay?
Yes, I am.
And it is quite profound. Jupiter just went retrograde. Okay, it's only in Leo every 12 years for a year. And it's retrograding back onto your sun sign. So out of what you have loved and what has been created for you in your past, it will resurface in, I want to say, somewhat of an unexpected way.
Okay.
And you will get support when you least expect it, I think. Which sounds crazy, but true.
Okay.
Now, you are an administrative personality from what you're telling me, but when I look at the Portland chart, I have to tell you, you're supposed to be having a lot of fun doing your job, are you?
Actually, no. I mean, I don't not like it. My job was provided by the Most High. I know He wants me here for a reason. But I really want to have my own business. So no job that I do until it's that will I really be happy at.
Okay. Because now that Jupiter's retrograde, it's time to rethink how you define abundance. And maybe what Jacqueline was seeing is that someone's going to want to invest in your new business.
That's why I was like, a grant? Wonderful.
Exactly.
Yeah, it could very well be something like that, easily.
Okay.
And Saturn now, the great teacher of the zodiac, is opposing your Mars by exact degree and minute, almost. So it is time for you to take all that you've experienced and the tenure of your soul and bring it to fruition. So I definitely think you're on the right track here psychically, okay? Now, you tend to worry a little bit too much because you've got a very early Mercury in Virgo and your Venus is there. So you tend to get very worried very quickly and sometimes you overprocess, correct?
Yeah, that definitely used to be me, but now any time that there's any worry for me, I just meditate. So I don't
you
really
have a plan
feel it
here,
anymore.
And I want you to work your plan. And I want you to leave the worry out of the plan, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
And you can sneak in when you least expect it. I know. But the beautiful thing that's going on right now is the sun is trining your sun. So you are feeling very confident about the way you're going to approach creating your freedom. And that's big. Because right now you have a grand trine with transiting Jupiter, your natal Jupiter, and your sun. And it really is all about the freedom to be expressive and creative in what you decide to do with yourself in the future. This is the time to create the plan. And it should be much more positive than negative from everything I'm seeing in your chart.
Right on, yeah. I feel that way, too.
What are you trying to do?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
What are you trying to create as far as the business is concerned?
Oh, my business is going to be urban homesteading. I also have hair care products.
Oh, wait. Urban homesteading. Urban homesteading.
Mm-hmm.
Stay there.
Definitely.
Okay.
Well, that's like my
spiritual work.
But I also have hair products as well. So they kind of trying it together. Like, as I'm growing and making, I'll be making that as well. And essential oils and essences.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. You have a Scorpio moon, okay? And it's in your
mm-hmm.
sixth house of your work ethic, okay? I know you want to bite off more than you can chew, okay?
Yeah.
But, again here, I'm going to tell you, you can keep that in mind, but I'm going to tell you the foreground and the bottom line of this is to stay within that one path and really focus on it and let those be a hobby or secondary until you've made a strong foundation of this, and I really like that for you. I can't say enough about that. Okay, urban homesteading is right up your alley. Your sun is in your fourth house of your home. It really makes you shine. Okay, so
yeah,
I like it a lot, and it's that service to the public that you really need to do. It gives
mm-hmm.
that. You have Aquarius ruling your 10th house of your career, so you know urban housing is just right there. I have to encourage you with that and stick to one. Don't get yourself distracted with a bunch of things, okay, because you can't. And that was going to be my concern, and that's what I said, stay with that, you know, and get your success in that, and then you can play with the others because that's well off and running, okay?
Okay. I can definitely
do
that.
Thank you so
much
for calling in tonight.
Yes,
keep us
thank
posted,
you guys,
okay?
Too.
All right.
I sure
All right.
will. Bye.
God bless. Bye.
Bye.
Sweet. Ready for the next one?
Absolutely.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? Area code 780. Maybe I didn't press the button right. Hold on. Let me try this again. Good evening, it's the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going, ladies?
Hey,
great. How's it going for you, Jake? Long time no hear from you.
Oh, I've been busy. Every time it's Sunday, I was teaching a class. I couldn't talk to you, so.
Oh, well, hey, that's great.
Yeah, I had 4 classes this year. It was pretty good, so.
So you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I just wondered, I'm not sure, it's regards to, not my classes, but what I have to do, like it's been a really great year for abundance this year, so I just wondered, romance or anything like that, because I haven't asked that question in a long time, so I just wondered about that.
Well, for some reason, I don't have you on your system. I went down 3 days ago. Give me your birth date.
Sure. It's March 24th, 1964.
Time?
Yep, 11:54 p.m.
And where?
Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada.
And you're in Edmonton now, right, if I remember correctly?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, honey. Sorry about that.
I am going to say this, Jay. You're not getting yourself out there. Okay?
No.
Okay. That's what I think is the issue at this point in time, you're supposed to be out there shining in the spotlight and being more social at this point in time. So I'm going to suggest that you get yourself out there during the holidays and really put yourself where you're on the market and available, and I think that you may find something interesting out there. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think because Uranus is retrograde in the fourth house right now, it's very important for you, Jake, to go to places where you feel a natural affinity. when you're out and about. You want to feel at home where you find yourself, even if you're out and about.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Venus is in Capricorn, and it's moving towards your south node. So because of that, you're going to feel that lack of love, that lack of partnership and dedication more than you normally would over the next week or so. It's the holidays. A lot of people go through these mental movies. But I still feel that you really want to have somebody in your life who is sincere and creative. And that's like one, number one and number two as far as what you're seeking, correct?
Mm, yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you do for fun?
Nothing right now.
That's my point. And I'm going to say this because in the next couple of weeks, Venus is the transiting Venus is going to be in trine to your Venus. And again, you need to be out there doing something you like. It works very much in a physical form. If you're physically active with it, it will set that other Venus off, your natal Venus, where you can really, again, you have the opportunity coming up for you. You just have to be an active participant in it to really make that happen.
I totally agree.
You got to look at the positive side. You know, you have an opportunity here that makes a very harmonious situation instead of, you know, sitting back and not being proactive with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I talk to people every day about relationships, and one of the things I wanted to mention is some people say, well, if I'm supposed to have it, Spirit's just going to give it to me. First, going to knock on my door, show up to help me with a flat tire, whatever. I'm like, really? Sometimes it's good to put it out there. You don't have to do it in a dramatic way. Go to a place you feel comfortable with. Become a regular. Okay? Because when you do that, people start to know your name. And they know who you are. They introduce you to somebody else that's having dinner there, repast, glass of wine, whatever it might be. But, you know, to be a frequenter to a place socially not only increases your sense of security, it increases your sense of being available. And that's really important right now.
Mm. Yes, it is, actually. I was actually went to a party last night, actually. So it's
great. I'm glad about
people.
That. Oh, wonderful.
That's what we want you to do. I like those household parties for you. I think it, you know, it's socializing.
I do too, yeah. But, very good.
Yeah. But that's all I have right now. It's been a really abundant year, so I'm just like, put it in different areas now, too, so my life.
Yeah, try this one for a little bit for a couple of weeks. You might find something interesting out of it.
Oh, for sure. That's going to be great because I'm visiting with my students, so that'd be pretty good.
Oh,
so got some.
Nice.
Yeah. Long, far away. They're coming home.
You're loving that
home,
teaching,
so.
Aren't you? You're loving that.
Well, it's a lot of fun, actually. So.
Yeah. That's great.
Well, good luck, and let us know when you meet this one.
You're right. And we'll look at everything for you. Everything. Okay.
I know you will.
All right, my man. You have a wonderful holiday. If we don't speak to you, hopefully we'll speak to you next week. But it's good news.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Such a sweetheart. I can't imagine why somebody hasn't snapped him up a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. What a sweetheart. He's a commodity. He's definitely a commodity.
I know. And the thing I like about him is that even though he's very spiritual, he's also very grounded. And he's loving his mentorship right now. It's just amazing. It's just amazing.
I like the combination of the Mars and Pisces and the Venus and Taurus. I think that's such a dreamy but grounded thing, you know?
Oh,
and then he's got that fiery Aries, that purity of that Aries energy. So what a sweet guy.
Yeah. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, area code 828. You're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite and Jacqueline. It's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear from you. a happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
What's up tonight?
I have some astrological questions. Can Chiron and the nodes make up a grand trine or a grand cross, or is it just the personal planets?
It all matters.
Well, it all matters?
Yep.
It all matters, but, you know, remember that's a secondary point, not a primary point. Those nodes are the moon's nodes, so it's aspects of the moon. And Chiron is a wonderful little asteroid, okay? He might be a meddlesome asteroid, and he might be, tiny, and annoying. I mean, people can focus on him a great deal, but remember, he doesn't have enough power to be a planet, okay?
Okay.
So they're secondary. So it's kind of like what you're looking at with those is something that's annoying that's going to be passing quickly when you're looking at that.
Okay. Now, is there a grand trine in my chart? Because I saw Chiron in there with a couple different things. Do I have a grand trine?
Yes, it's a trine with your Venus and trine with your moon. And Jack was just talking about the lunar energy. And some of this has to do with you feeling very comfortable and secure with your own feelings, your own psychic ability, and your own healing ability, which is what you've always wanted to do as your profession. But you also attract relationships to you that give you the same option, right?
Right.
Okay. So this is nice right now that I like the grand trine for you. How are you feeling physically?
It's different day to day.
Okay.
Still not that great.
Well, you know, Venus did enter Capricorn, okay, and it's already squared your Jupiter and your Saturn. So it is now separating, okay, which is good. So you don't really have afflictions to the area of the body beyond the next week. So you might find that you do get more comfort coming in, okay?
But isn't Uranus opposing my Saturn right now?
Uranus, let's see. No.
It's out of orb.
It's out of orb, yeah.
Saturn is 3 degrees and Uranus is 12 degrees. That's a wide orb.
And Uranus is going to go direct on the 21st of this month, which means it's never going to oppose your Saturn again. How cool is that? In your lifetime. Okay.
In your lifetime. There you go.
Yes.
Okay. And then I ordered a composite chart off your website, Aphrodite, and now I'm confused because I figured out, I think, that there's 4 different types of composite charts. You can use composite ascendant and composite midheaven. So which one am I supposed to use?
I'd use the ascendant because it's your natural soul vibration. If you're doing the midheaven one, it's usually because you're involved in business or life purpose with another person, like you have a business together or you have a purposeful reality that you're creating together. But the ascendant is usually more reliable if you're dealing with somebody on the soul and personal level.
Yep.
And it's what I find to be true. And Jacqueline agrees with me. So.
Absolutely. The ascendant works so well. Anytime I'm doing a compatibility of two people and not objects, like if it's a person in a business, I'll do the midheaven sometimes. But if it's two people, always. I don't find the midheaven to be accurate in that. I do find the ascendant work very well in how the two work together.
Yeah, because I'm using that astro.com free website, and they don't give you the option to use the ascendant, I don't think. So I've been looking at the
I can shoot it to you at the end of the show. I'll shoot it to you.
Astro.com isn't the most accurate from what I've seen. I've seen a lot of good things about it if you're doing, the basic stuff. But when you get into more detailed stuff with them, they don't like doing that. I don't care to see their charts or work with their charts because I don't find them as accurate when they do secondary charts.
Okay, so I guess I need to save up my money and get that Pegasus for $100 to start off with. Would that be good?
Say again?
The Pegasus? You remember your astro?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Would that be
good
to get?
It's a good starter program. It's the same module that Jacqueline and I use, yes. Pegasus is good, and it will give you some of these things that you have, and then if you have more questions, you can always call us on the show.
Okay. And then
I think it'd be a good investment for you. I do. I think it'll be a great investment for you, hon. Yeah.
Yeah, it's only $100 to start out with. And then I progressed my progress chart to my birthday of year 2017. And I if I'm right, is there a kite in there?
Why are you looking at your progression in 2017, my little Scorpio moon?
Well, I came across, I was looking at aspects online, and I saw this aspect called a kite, and then I was outside in this big field, and I'm like, well, it looks like this would be a good field to fly a kite in, and so I got this idea to look at my chart ahead of time, and then I saw the kite. So,
now, what month in 2017 did you use?
June 13th of 2017, my progress chart. And I kept looking at it because it's hard to see those lines. What's that?
You said June 13th?
Of 2017, yeah, my progressed.
Yeah. And what kind of progress did you use? Did you use for day, for a year, solar arc, you know? There are several different progress charts, too.
I just used a regular progress chart, I guess. Now, this Astros, I guess I need, like I said, that other program.
I think, if I remember correctly, and I'll do it again, I think they use Solar Arc on that one.
Yep.
Just if I remember correctly.
I don't see a kite in either one.
Okay. It just says web default style progress chart.
Well.
And you had it for, I'm not seeing him either. That's what I'm saying. And you had it for what city?
Birthplace, my birthplace.
You did it for Alton? I don't see it then. Okay, I'm with Aphrodite. I don't see the type pattern in that.
I don't see it in Nashville either. I don't see it in either one, so.
Okay. And then my friend Aaron in Virginia, his nodes are actually direct, so I asked that before, but I didn't get what that meant. What's it mean when somebody's nodes are direct?
It's more about creating karma than undoing past karma.
Oh, okay. Creating karma instead of so creating more karma.
Yep, different kind of
because
karma.
Because of his behavior, somebody's behavior and their actions?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all about how he lives his life. He is creating karma upon himself instead of clearing up old karma from the past. Is what she's trying to say.
Right, exactly.
So he has a choice right now of creating good karma or bad karma. Okay? He can do either one. But he is in the creation of it. He is in the building of it.
Oh, that's for him. Okay.
Either way, it's an interesting thing with that, because either way, whether you're clearing up something from the past, your actions still have to be centered and for the right thing, or whether you're creating new karma. It's kind of, you know, it's a half a dozen of one. Each one is a double-edged sword.
Right.
Yes.
So I wouldn't say it sucks for him, because it's an interesting thing. It really is. It's a different perspective for each individual.
And you guys don't see that very often?
No.
It's not the norm of it runs.
Right. But it's still present in a lot of charts I've worked with.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is that I don't think this life is a true reflection of what he did before. He was supposed to start off with a clean slate here. He was born that way.
Right.
And kind of start over. And so it's like a new mission. It's not about the old mission so much so.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys. I don't want to take up any more of your time.
All right.
Good
I love you,
girl. You.
Keep in touch. All right.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Well, our next client is another one that's near and dear to us. You ready?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station.
Hello, Aphrodite. Okay. This is Diana.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Well, I'm happy to have met Jackie this week.
Oh, I am so happy to have met you. You know, it was such a wonderful time. I so enjoyed our time together. You were such a
so
wonderful
did I.
Woman.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you again as well. What question do I have today? Well, I'm going back to work tomorrow. I worked on Friday. And tomorrow is only the 15th, so I'm hoping something else will come until the 20th, as you said. Now I'm concerned about moving and where to. And I asked Jackie about maybe moving in with someone I know. For a while.
Really, is that what you want to do?
I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. I'm still uncertain in everything. But I am more faithful.
And I am going to say that I really, you know, you like your own space. If you were to move in with somebody, it would be a very temporary situation. I can't see you being able to, you know, and I understand that you're feeling uncomfortable with transition and change. Again, you are a Scorpio Sun, and that is a fixed personality. So changes are hard for fixed personality, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
But, okay, moving in with somebody else for that security and safety is only a temporary measure. You wouldn't last long. So I have to say and suggest that you look for something for your own individuality. I think you're fearful that you can't afford it, but I'm going to say my old saying to you, have faith. Believe more in yourself. You can't afford it. Okay?
So I'll be working then.
I think that you're way better off having your own house psychologically and physically. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree.
So
I think independence is very important to you. And I have to tell you that by the 21st, when Uranus turns, you're going to realize that you don't really want to be with another person in your home. You know? I can't see that being
not
healthy
yet.
For your long term unless the person is really, really positive. If the person is really positive, that might not be a bad thing. But you're about to go through your karmic realization cycle, okay? It's right on you over the next 30 days. The North Node is going to line up with your South Node and vice versa in your chart, which means you're going to have instant karma. You cut somebody off at a light, the next person's going to cut you off at the next light, okay? So to approach your life with kindness, good cheer, and faith, for the next 30 days, that's exactly where you need to be, okay? I'm just telling you.
I shall.
Yep. And what happens if you put good things out, things are going to go miraculously well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen very frequently. So
they have been going miraculously well. They have been going miraculously well, definitely.
And this is because you have found your inner peace, number one, with the North Node being in Libra right now, and you really know who you are and what you need with the South Node being in Aries, which is the I Am presence, okay? So all the stuff that Jacqueline's been teaching you about faith, no matter what you see, understand invisible forces are at play here. You are so protected. This is the way I look at this chart. I mean, am I right, Jacqueline? I feel you're so protected.
Absolutely.
Because of your faith. And because of the fact that you're not afraid, even being a Scorpio, you're not a control freak. You reach out for help from others. And when you do that, it helps you to get back on track. Okay? The Scorpio energy is very complicated. It's very deep.
Yeah.
And so because of that, you cannot live your life without feeling, because the feeling is your safeguard. But because of the way that your chart's set up with your Mars and Virgo, sometimes your first instinct, you're thinking, no, everything's going to be okay. And then the worry kind of sneaks in, takes you over for a little while. But you're learning to use prayer instead of worry all the time, more and more, as we've been talking to you. I mean, I can tell just by our conversations, okay? So this is a wonderful thing for you. You've just gone through your Venus return, which is why you've got the additional work, okay? Pluto is complementing and going to continue to complement your Saturn. So I have a feeling that the work thing is going to be there for you. And as Jacqueline pointed out, if you want to do this temporarily, that's fine. But you're more comfortable if you have your things around you and you design your own outer temple, because it helps your inner temple to be more secure.
Thank you. A question as to what you said in the beginning, and you know that I don't know anything about the planets or asteroids or anything, but you said something about Venus and Capricorn, and that's where my Venus is. How will it affect me this week?
You had your return over the last 2 days. You already had your return. Go ahead, Jacqueline. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And you say, and I'm going to say this, and you say that you know nothing about astrology, but then you do know exactly where that Venus placement is, so you can't say you don't know anything about astrology. I'm just going to pick that up.
No, I know it by heart. It's not, you know, something as an understanding. It's more like, you know, something you memorized.
Okay. Well, you should be feeling it. Again, Aphrodite did say that it was going over your, it has already hit your Venus return. It is now past it. It is 5 degrees as where yours was 2 degrees. So this week, it hit your Venus, okay? Now, this is a cycle for the next 2 years, okay? And so it's going to be an interesting time, especially opening up creatively-wise. For you, really opening up to your talents and being secure within your talents of what you do. Again, this has to do with your profession, okay? And again, we have another positive thing as far as what your work is concerned, but it does set that foundation for you to be reassured that you know what you're doing, okay? As long as you feel yourself, you know, comfortable with yourself, you can easily do your work very well and enjoy it. What do you think, Aphrodite? I interrupted you.
Well, the other thing I want to tell you, Deanna, is your Venus is within the first 2.5 degrees of its sign, which makes it a double emphasis. And you love being the responsible one.
Yes.
And your Venus is also trying to your Mars and Virgo about your work ethic. So as Jacqueline pointed out, for the next 2 years, people are going to see that.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I will be in touch with both of you later this week, hopefully. But I want to continue listening to everybody else's wonderful stories. And love you both.
All right.
Love you,
girl. All right. Bye.
Stay warm. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. She's such a darling.
Oh, she is. Her personality in person is so much greater than it is over the phone. It's such a wonderful dynamic to be around. What a warm and loving big hug that was.
Oh, that was great. I'm so happy for the two of you get together.
You know that warm, intense feeling you get with the Scorpion energy? They're wholeheartedly right there. She's wholeheartedly right there. It was great.
Absolutely. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, area code 913. You're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Andy. How are you doing tonight?
Hi.
Great.
Andy.
How are you?
I've survived finals. I've just been asleep for a day.
Oh, actually for a week.
I tell you, it's tempting. This was just such a tiring semester. My goodness. But it's done. Yay.
It's done.
Yay.
And the part
hallelujah.
Of Florida is going right over your sun right now. So, yay, you're free.
Yes, and I think I got 2 A's out of the 2 classes. So hopefully it was worth the physical toll. My goodness. I wanted to ask about this new moon, which I think is going to be sitting like right on my descendant.
Where are you living now?
Overland Park, Kansas.
Okay.
I have just been fretting a lot about finances for the upcoming year. There are going to be some additional expenses, and I can certainly go and out and get some more work, but that will slow the schooling down. So I don't want to do that, but if it's necessary, I'm certainly happy to do it.
Okay. Wow. Whew. You're going to be working your butt off. Wow. I'm sorry,
oh,
I didn't mean to come across rude, but it's true. Oh,
that's
you are
I
going
like to be.
You're going to be like a one-armed paper hanger in a windstorm. Okay.
Oh
my goodness. Wow. But the benefits are extraordinary. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll she put it in a very crude way, but I don't mean that harshly, Aphrodite, but wow is not necessarily, it's
that
a little overwhelming.
Forward too.
As you can tell, I was a little quiet, she was a little boisterous, it does take, okay, and you do get a rest, but this is a time for benefit for you all the way around, okay? All these planets, the Sun, Mercury, Venus, all of this stuff is trumping right in trine to your Mars over the next month, okay? So we have a very busy group of here is what we have, okay? What you build today will be to your benefit tomorrow. Okay, so
okay.
It may be a busy time for you, and I will quote this, that you're going to be at the right place at the right time for the right reason, okay? And
okay.
Don't get overwhelmed by it, and stay in the moment, and stay in the present with it, and don't look at all the work that you have to do, okay? Because you'll get very overwhelmed, okay?
Yeah.
But take it day by day and minute by minute at this point in time. And really let the universe guide you through each one and stay in the present of each one because, amazingly, that little Aries energy is always fun to me because no matter what, it always amazingly finishes everything that it wants to accomplish no matter what overwhelming amount of stuff it is. It's just such a great energy to have, as a sun sign for that. So stay within your own soul energy with that, okay? Jupiter is going to be retrograde, and so I understand your worry about the financial situation, and this is a time where building the financial situation is a good thing. But Jupiter is going to be direct in a few months here, and once it goes direct, your financial situation should be straightened out, and you should be on the better side of it, is what I'm going to say.
Great, great. Yeah, it's kind of been hard to find time to sleep. So that's got to
Jupiter goes direct.
Bad.
When the sun is in your sign of Aries, Jupiter actually goes direct around, right around the 8th of April. Okay?
Okay.
And so you're going to feel that sense of accomplishment very profound at that time. But the interesting thing that's showing up in the chart, which I really like, believe it or not, is that your moon is at 0 degrees of Capricorn in 29 minutes. The new moon occurs at 0 degrees of Capricorn in 6 minutes. We're talking a combust energy here, okay?
Okay.
So people are going to really take you seriously and understand you're the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Absolutely. And that's why you're going to be so busy. That's why you're going to be so busy. But a cardinal square means you're going to aspire to your highest ideal. You're going to make a great showing here. Yes, are you going to be busy? Yes. But I want you to make sure you find a way to get a good night's sleep, because it's very important. You have several planets in Pisces, and it's important for you to be able to shut it off, whether you listen to music before you go to sleep, if you take an aromatherapy bath to go to sleep. You need to be able to kind of shut down, because it is going to be a lot, but you're going to be excited by it, and maybe it's the excitement that's keeping you awake, not exhaustion. But you need to have your rest. Okay?
Right. Right. I will definitely remember and post a note on my workspace that in the agenda that says, don't forget to sleep.
Precisely, my dear Watson.
Well, thank you both so much.
We're always so happy when you call in. Keep us posted, okay?
You bet. Have a great night.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I wasn't rude. I was just intense.
Intense. That's the word I was looking for. There you go. You were. So it's funny. It wasn't rude. It wasn't bad.
It just
sorry.
Hit me between the eyes. I'm like, look at this configuration. Oh, my word.
I know. It took my breath away when I looked at it. You know, so here again, for you, it just automatically comes out. And yeah,
I know. That reactive, you know, Mars conjunct Uranus conjunct the Sun.
Absolutely. It's only you.
We've got about 8 minutes left. Let's take one more.
Okay.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
I'd like to get a reading.
Okay.
And who are we speaking to?
It's Steve.
Hi, Steve. How you doing tonight?
Good, good.
All right. Have you called in before?
It's been a while.
Are you from Cleveland?
Yes, originally.
Excellent. 9/18/56.
You got it.
Hey! Too bad for the Browns today.
I don't care about that stuff. I could care less. I just want to see what major changes you're seeing and what pops out at you in any area of my life.
I'm having hard finding. I have like 17 Steves on here.
Oh. I now live in San Diego, if that helps you.
And where were you born originally?
Cleveland, Ohio.
At what time?
5:35 a.m.
Got it. Okay.
Alrighty.
Jacqueline, run with the ball while I'm getting this on screen. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Did you just recently have an idea come in mind as far as something to do work-wise?
Other than volunteering? Well, not really, Jackie. Just, I've been mulling several ideas, but nothing in particular.
Okay. Not surprised that there'd be several ideas, okay?
Okay.
In the circumstances. Mars is getting ready to go through your sixth house,
okay?
Which is your daily work, okay? And it is an Aquarius, so this could be something like, working for an organization or working for groups of people or doing something humanitarianly wise. Okay.
That makes sense, because in meditation lately, I keep getting this message to volunteer more than ever. I've been getting that message, but I don't know what you're. Yeah.
Absolutely, and you know this inspiration, because you know, with what I'm looking at here, especially today, because today the moon is passing over your sun. Okay.
Okay.
Which means it's being emotionally drawn out today.
Okay.
So I'm not surprised that you did call today because of that. I think you're just a little ahead of your time as far as the inspiration is coming, but I think out of something you do humanitarianly wise, if I can
right.
say it,
I know what you mean.
Over the next couple months, it's going to benefit you more than what you know.
Right, because I can't see the significance of it right now, but, you know, you never know.
Absolutely. You won't see the benefits until it hits the future. It's one of those things, I talk about a test of faith, it's one of those things where you have the feeling and the urge, and you know it's right, but you have no clue of what to do with it, okay?
Right.
But you have an idea, and I don't care which one of those ideas you choose. They're all good, okay? It doesn't matter what path you choose, okay?
Right.
They're
right.
all equally the same. Okay. But it's a matter of getting out there and just doing it. Okay.
Right.
When you just do it with blind faith, which is the trust here that you need, you'll find the physical things will manifest out, and you'll see the creation of why you had to walk through this during the situation. Okay.
Okay.
So, again, pick one. I don't care which one it is. What do you
Yeah, there are several.
Well, he's deep in his Saturn return right now. He's in a degree of orb, which just indicates that everything he has taught and everything he has learned will benefit others. And I think that, Steve, you really don't have the true picture about how much you have to offer.
Right, I don't. Believe me, I don't.
I think you're very, very profound. And what's happening is, over the last 2.5 years, Saturn being in Scorpio, it's about to peak into Sagittarius. So out of everything that you've learned and taught over the last 2 years, you're going to birth a new philosophy this year. And it's
okay.
going to be right on your north node, which is the cup overflowing of the Bible, okay? You're going to feel freer even when you take on more responsibility, okay?
Okay.
If you step in, want to be a keynote speaker for some of the charitable organizations you're working with, if you want to step up to this plate, and really be heard and be that leader, I can tell you, you're going to be imaginative and articulate. You do a great job. Neptune's sitting right on your moon right now, which means
okay.
that you are so compassionate, it's unbelievable to me, okay? And
but
I
also feel very detached. But I also feel very detached, too, in a way. I feel both, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you need to
Absolutely.
Be able to be... able to respond to the people that can help that which you support. So you want to have a logical way of communicating, all right?
Right.
And that's
right.
fine because your Mercury's in Libra.
Right.
And that's fine. So you can reason with them about what needs are apparent. And
okay.
make great progress. Great progress in this time period.
Cool.
Cool.
Thank you.
So is there love in your life?
No, there isn't. There needs to be.
Well, I can. Do you want me to tell you what you're looking for?
Sure.
You're looking for someone who's also a healer and very intuitive. A long-term relationship with you can't survive unless you have that.
Okay.
You're also looking for a prior individual, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
But if you have an opportunity to get into a space where people are spiritual, as Jacqueline pointed out, look for the most motivated person.
Yeah.
That will fulfill both needs.
Why did you say that about the fire sign? Because that's true, but I was just wondering why you felt that way.
Yeah,
Leo rising.
Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
That makes sense.
There's more aspects to it. Again, here, with what you love, you like that inspiration is all I'm trying to say is, and you like somebody who's very creative. But again, I agree with Aphrodite. You have a Pisces moon, and natally, your Venus is in your 12th house. They must be spiritual, yet fiery, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's part of who you are.
Best of both worlds.
Because you're dogmatic, you know, and here again, you are practical, and you have this Mercury in Libra, which makes you this peacemaker and this softer individual, so you don't normally see your fire energy that you have within yourself and who you love.
Which I want to bring out. I want to bring out more of that. I do.
Absolutely.
What?
That's what you have to do. So that's the whole point.
And
you did, where you moved in your relocation, you did give yourself a Leo rising, which gives you more power in the fire energy.
Yes. One last thing. Do you guys, gals, see a Christmas bonus for me this year?
Not sure about that.
I appreciate your honesty.
I don't feel it.
Okay.
I can make the angles tell me what I want to say to make you feel better. But I'm not really feeling it. I mean, Pluto isn't trying to your Jupiter, but
Jupiter's
even if you do, I don't think it's going to be what you wanted.
Yeah.
Will it be something? Will it be something, though, at least?
I think something. But it could be a gift. It could be a turkey. It could be, you know, it could be a million things. But I feel you'd be acknowledged. Do I think you can go to Vegas? No. Okay.
Right.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Have a good night. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, we're off the air. There's people that are still holding on, and I just want to give them our information if they want to get in touch with us until our next show next week.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
You can call me at 540-400-0110. We're both on Facebook, and you can also leave us a message on Blog Talk Radio if you need us, or call us at the phone numbers that we have listed on all of our episodes. And we wish you a blessed pre-holiday season until we talk to you next week.
Have a good week.
Have a good week. God bless. Good night.